Wellington County and the Township of Center Wellington are taking a step back before making any decisions about traffic signal changes in downtown Aurora. Instead of moving ahead with recommendations for pedestrian head start signals and no right turn on red rules at the intersection of Metcalf and Mill Streets, the two municipalities will launch a joint traffic study that looks at the entire downtown core. A consulting study by CGE Transportation Consulting recommended measures like leading pedestrian intervals and no right turns on red, but some councillors, like Councillor Diane Ballantyne, said those targeted fixes don't go far enough.
And while it was a well-articulated study, because it was looking at educating us about a particular type of crosswalk that doesn't exist in the county, and so it was helpful on that, but the scope of that study wasn't as helpful in educating us on how we could use this particular small urban area that has such high traffic versus the large urban studies that were in that report. I also would agree that the no right turn on red is that's not a common driving practice within the province of Ontario. It's very common in Quebec, but it's not common here. And I think that could give pedestrians a false sense of security, that the drivers are going to be able to internalize that aberration of a rule. And I think that's problematic. I was almost struck by a car in that intersection last week. So drivers see green. Yes, they're supposed to wait for pedestrians, but they don't always do that. So I would agree that a full scramble crosswalk while everyone is crossing and then stop and then the cars move, given the volume in that particular area, is really important.
The shift comes after councillors received the detailed intersection review. The study found that pedestrian traffic in the area has grown significantly over the past few years, particularly on weekends. At peak times, the consultant recorded nearly 1,000 pedestrians per hour using crosswalks at Metcalf and Mill, with about 500 per hour on busy weekends. Those high numbers led to repeated concerns about near misses between turning vehicles and people crossing the street. The consultant recommended leading pedestrian intervals, a timing change that gives pedestrians a 4 to 6 second head start before vehicles get the green light, and a ban on right turns during red lights. But councillors weren't ready to commit to those changes just yet. Every Centre Wellington representative at the meeting said that while the consultant's suggestions may be helpful, they don't address the broader issues of congestion, pedestrian flow, tourism surges, and vehicle movement throughout the whole downtown. As a result, council directed staff to work directly with the Township of Centre Wellington to design a comprehensive traffic study. The review will look not only at the Metcalf and Mill intersection, but how people and vehicles move across the entire core, especially during peak visitor seasons, weekends, and major events. The study is expected to examine several possibilities: pedestrian head start signals, turn restrictions, improved signage, traffic calming options, and whether a full pedestrian scramble could be justified in the future. The consultant's study looked at how effective a pedestrian scramble would be. The study determined that this type of intersection, although working well in large cities, wouldn't be effective in Aurora. Many councillors, including Doug Breen, disagreed.
As an outsider looking in, I want to be very sensitive to what the local council of Centre Wellington wants and what the county councillors here who represent that area want. So I just want to be really clear on something. I was a bit surprised when scrambles were sort of came back in the report as not being successful. There's been one in London since I was in high school. It went from being one of the most dangerous intersections in the city in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. At the time when it was very, very busy, it worked extremely well. So I was a bit surprised to see that go. It seems like it would be a mistake to do nothing at this point, because we've got this report before us saying, here's something you can do in the meantime. But I also think it would be a mistake to stop looking. So I think Councillor Cork is on the right track here, that we need to support what we've got here, but at the same time not drop this. And I'm not sure the best way to articulate that, but that's my thinking, is that I think that the local council in cooperation with the county needs to keep looking at this, but I think we'd be putting ourselves in a pretty poor light that if we came back with an advice that we should do something, and then we choose not to do anything because we want to wait and do something else, I think we should probably do this now and then not drop the subject, carry on and keep looking at it.
The consultant's report noted that current conditions don't meet scramble thresholds used in cities like Toronto and Vancouver, but said a scramble could be reconsidered if downtown demand continues to grow and becomes more consistent throughout the week. For now, the county says it wants better data and a bigger picture understanding of how the downtown operates before it approves any changes to the existing traffic signal timing. The results of the joint study will guide any future recommendations. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.